Hey, good morning. You're with Jackie G, and let's go. Today I'm going to talk about coffee, and I'm going to play Fast Car by Tracy Chapman at the end of the episode. So, today, coffee, I've had one, and the coffee I had this morning was black with no sugar, and I made it myself. And how can someone with such a visual impairment of as myself make a coffee safely in the morning? I have a device called a temperature gauge, and it allows a beeping noise to be made when I pour the boiling water to the top of the cup. And this device is not too expensive. I think they're $30 to $50. I'm not sure where I got mine, but it's quite a useful device, and I would not be able to make my coffee so safely in the morning if I didn't have this. The way I like to make my coffee in the morning is I get the cup, put my instant coffee powder in the bottom of the cup, put some cold water in the cup, about a quarter, and I just do this based on the weight of the cup. I can tell if it's a quarter or not, or tilt the cup and pour some out if I pour too much, and then get the boiling water and pour the boiling water in till it reaches the top of the cup. It goes ding ding ding, ding 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 faster, and once it beeps at that faster level, I have made a coffee. I give it a stir and that's it. And I'll have that with whatever breakfast I've decided to have. This morning I had peanut butter on toast, which is a pretty nice breakfast to have. I haven't had that in a while, but it is a breakfast that is nice to have. It's just toast. So, and I forgot to mention Dr. Carl. He says 4 to 5 coffees a day is okay, but you don't want any more than that because it can cause health detriments. I'm not sure if that's correctly quoted from him, but you just don't want to have too many coffees a day because I think one or two is definitely all right, but any more than that is, or this is coming from me now. I'm just not sure. I should have looked it up, but that's okay. Just don't go too heavy on the coffee and you'll be right. It's pretty good though. So here is a song called Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, which came out in 1988. I'll talk about it at the end, and I'm gonna play it right now. Cheers. You got a fast car, I wanted to get to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better, starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something, me and myself, I got nothing to prove. Fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. I say his body's too young to look like his. My mom went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You've got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We've gotta make the decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So remember when we're driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice right round my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So remember when we're driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights laid out before us and your arm felt nice right round my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays a lot of bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. Always hoped for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So remember when we're driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights lit out before us and your arm felt nice right round my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You've gotta make the decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, 1988, I think, is when it came out, and it did all right in the charts in America and the UK, and I'm sure it did in Australia as well, because you hear it on the radio occasionally on a couple of stations. And that song is about how somebody was in a tough situation and they didn't have a job, and this guy had a fast car, and the fast car was so cool and made that guy attractive, and she manages to get a job, and the guy doesn't manage to get a job, but he just keeps drinking, and she's telling him that fast car, she's no longer wanting that fast car, and she doesn't see him as such an attractive person anymore, which is quite a story. And that's the great thing about music, is you can really put stories into songs, and I like that story that she shared. And I hope you've liked today's episode. I'm not sure what else I wanted to talk about. I thought today's episode could have been about Herbie, the talking car, that it has a movie about it, but I have not watched that movie in such a long time. I wouldn't be able to correctly tell the story. And I hope you've liked today's episode. Next week I will tell you a story, potentially from a Braille book that I've read, or one that I'll read, and we'll see where it goes. But before I end the episode, I would like to tell a joke. Last week, the jokes, I told three because I had one joke that was connected to a previous joke. But today, the joke is, why are dogs quite funny dancers? Because they have two left feet. And that's the joke that you get today. Another dog joke. This one, dog's funny dances, two left feet. Usually dogs have four legs, so they do have two left feet. But I hope you liked today's episode, and I will catch you later for another time. And let's all have a good week. And I've said it already. I'll catch you later. Cheers.